This is Elaine Hom here from Search Security Channel on the phone with Sean Harris, CISSP, and she's going to talk to us a little bit today about CISSP and what the certification means. Sean, could you give us a brief overview of it?
Well, the CISSP is kind of the ultimate security certification that most people are after right now. Each year it seems to get more and more popular. It covers an amazing amount of information instead of just technical things like people would think of firewalls or IDS or hacking. It covers a whole wide range of security concepts and technologies and countermeasures that all organizations have to be aware of and put in place.
What kind of benefits does CISSP certification have?
Well, the CISSP certification people go after for the main reasons anybody goes after for certification, which is to get promotions and have more job opportunities. It's a validation of the knowledge that you have of security. I think that the real benefit is before you actually get the certification, which is actually studying for the certification. Because some people, just like any other certification, can memorize information and then go take and pass the exam, unfortunately. But if you really take your time and study and know all of this information, you have such a holistic view of security, a much deeper and wider view than other people in the industry.
What does the exam cover? There are 10 domains, right?
Right. There's 10 domains, and it covers access control, which goes into biometrics, Kerberos, identity management. Another domain is application security, which goes into secure coding, common flaws as in buffer overflows, web security and attacks. Another domain is business continuity and disaster recovery. And this one actually is getting hit on the exam harder after 9/11. Because companies weren't as serious about having a business continuity plan in place. So this goes over how to actually develop the plan, the technologies for recovery, backup facilities. Another large domain is cryptography, which would be going over symmetric, asymmetric, hashing, PKI. Then there's information security and risk management. These would be security management practices. Some people call them like soft skills, which would be risk. Risk management is huge in the industry, and it's getting hit more on the exam because it's so important in the industry. This domain would actually go over information classification, employee management. Then there's legal, regulation, compliance, and investigation. And the exam is getting less U.S.-centric. It used to be very U.S.-centric, and it's trying to be more international. So it's covering the different types of law systems that are used throughout the world, and it doesn't drill into specific laws or specific regulations. You need to understand the concepts behind them and why they're used. And in that domain, a lot of forensics and incident response activities and technologies are covered. Operation security, which is just what has to happen day in, day out, which is backups, media protection, redundant technology, RAID, vulnerability and penetration testing. Those are the types of things that operation groups would carry out in every organization. Another domain is physical security, and that talks about how to actually build a facility or the environment around the facility to build in safety and security. And it talks about construction material. You need to know different types of doors, walls, windows, locks. Goes into fire prevention. And then there's security architecture and design, which will go into the computer and operating architecture and the components that make those up, and how to develop an enterprise secure architecture. And the last one would be telecommunications and network security, which is, I think, the largest domain, which covers what you would think it would: network, firewalls, LAN, MAN, and WAN technologies, wireless security, everything that you would think that would fall under network and telecommunications.
What do you think is the best way to prepare for the exam?
Everybody learns differently. Some people could just read a book and absorb the knowledge that way. Some people need to have the interaction of an instructor, so there's courses that are provided. There's CBTs, which are provided especially when companies can't afford to send their employees and pay for the travel expenses and the class. So a combination of these, reading the book, go to a course, reviewing a CBT, and going over a lot of questions is important.
Do you have any tips for someone taking the test in terms of the actual test day?
You know, I've taught this exam for, 5 years. I've been in the CISSP world forever, it seems like. And a lot of people are pretty anxious about the exam. And what I tell them is, especially people who go to like some type of a boot camp class or they've been studying for a long time, my suggestion is like the day before, and especially the night before, don't think about the exam. You've got to let your body and your mind rest. So the day before the exam, don't keep cramming. And then when you go to the exam, they give you 6 hours, so you've got to be prepared for that. Some people take 6 hours. The average is about 4.5. So you want to, bring something to eat. If you eat it, they'll provide you with the exam and the pencils and all that such. But the main thing is to relax, because a lot of people get very anxious. Read the questions slowly because they're very complex. And take your time. Go over them. Also, almost everybody who takes this exam walks out of there thinking they failed. So don't think you're the only one. Such a difficult exam, that's what most people come away with when they find out later that they actually passed.
Does the actual certification expire?
You do have to get CPEs. You have to have 120 CPEs every 3 years. And that's through ISC Squared, which is the organization that maintains and provides the exam. And they have a long list of how to gain CPEs, which would be you could proctor an exam, going to a security seminar, taking a security class, writing an article, writing a book. So they've got a long list of things that can count as CPEs, and each one of them have a certain amount of CPEs that equates to them. So then within those 3 years, you have to gain 120, and then you put them into their website.
What is the process of registering for the exam?
Well, the exam itself is offered throughout the world, and the best way to start for the registration is to go to the ISCSquared.org site, go to where the scheduling is for the exam, and then put in your information, like your state or your city, and find out what's available there. And sometimes there's not going to be an exam close to you, and you're actually going to have to fly somewhere. But they're all over the place. They're given all over the world, and that's how the first thing you're going to do is find out the location that is most and best for you, and then you can sign up on their website, on ISCSquared.org's website, or call them directly to be able to take this exam. But also you have to, just passing the exam is not enough. After that, you're going to have a sponsor sign a piece of paper indicating that you do have the amount of experience that's required to sit the exam.
What kind of value would CISSP certification have for channel partners, such as managed service providers or systems integrators?
If you're in the industry in any fashion, whether you are managing within an environment, you're managing a team that's overseeing and configuring the firewall, if you're actually the people on the ground who's configuring and monitoring the firewall, but also for channel partners who are reselling or including this as a value add within their products, you need to know what it is and how needed it is in an environment. The government recently mandated that 100,000 people within the military and government agencies have to be certified. Now, CISSP is one of them. But if you're going to be in the security field at all, you really need to understand what this certification covers and where it actually is placed, because there's other certifications that are more technical, but this one is more managerial.
Thank you so much for your time, Sean.
Thank you for inviting me.
And that's about all we have time for today. I would like to thank Sean Harris for her time, and please check out the rest of our study guide on CISSP certification.